give, dive, slack. Drag, draft, mud, scram. Hand, knee, feet, bend. Three men, free track. Track, give, dive, slack. Drag, draft, mud, scram. Hand, knee, feet, bend. Three men, free track. Track, three men, three bend. Feet, knee, hand, scram. Mud, draft, track, slack. Dive, give, track, lack, luck, stuff, sink. Pawn, bite, high, shoot, night, move, groove, grip, trip, type, talk, track, track.
Welcome back to La Ritual.
Oh, we miss you. 2 weeks too
long. I know, 2 weeks too long. Yeah, you guys weren't on last week because was Willow,
4 weeks,
co-worker.
Then. Shout out Willow.
Shout out Willow. And also shout out a new member today. We've got Margo in the house.
Hi, guys.
So how happy do you to be feel? Here. How do you feel being here?
Excited.
Great.
I'm hoping to really, like, believe that I'm in a pool party at Vegas right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she basically said it. Our theme for today is a Las Vegas pool party. Ooh. Shout out Alex, too, from Bar Susu. Mm-hmm. If neither of you guys know, me and Margo work at a little wine bar on Main.
Bar Susu is the name.
Yeah. Go check it out. It's pretty
doxing
awesome.
Yourself.
Yeah.
My God.
I know.
Okay.
We just don't say what days we work. But yeah, I was like, honestly in a rut of like what theme to make for the radio. I was like, I actually don't know what to do. And Alex was like, you know what, like, why don't you do like a Las Vegas pool party? Just like, she said it so casually, and I went, why is that like the best idea I've ever heard in my life? And
brilliant mind.
And I mean, the song that just played is called Out There, the Dare version. Obviously got to shout out the Dare. And it's from a band called Water From Your Eyes, who was doing the vocals. And I don't know why, I've just been listening to that song on repeat. It's so good. And I felt like that was a great song for like a little intro to like when the party is just kind of like getting started, you know, mm-hmm. like everyone's kind of having a good time.
There's like a lot of like, anticipation yes. in the air, a little bit of tension. Yes. You're not sure.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, that was my two cents. Jenna, you want to start us off?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Love to do that. So my little song, I must be honest, I'm not very knowledgeable amongst the Vegas pool parties. However, I can remember being a child. And of course, for me, the like it music was Katy Perry. And so yes. I used to just like picture myself as like a cool 20-year-old, you know, living life, kissing woman. but of course, one of the most iconic Vegas songs by Katy Perry was Waking Up in Vegas. Hello.
Yes.
So what better starter than that?
What better starter?
I agree.
I'd have to agree. I mean, should we just play it?
Yeah, just get right into it.
Let's get right
jump
into
in
it.
The pool.
Let's jump in the pool. This is Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry.
Woo. You gotta help me out. It's all a blur last night. We need a taxi because you're fake ID, but you lost the motel key. Spare me a freaking dirty looks now. Don't blame me. You wanna cash out and get the hell out of town. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get.
What an amazing song that was, Jenna.
You're welcome.
That was a great, great choice. I was going to play that, like I said, when I was telling you face to face, I was going to play that as the opening because I was like, it's so like perfectly fit, but I found something else. I'm glad you played that.
Mm-hmm. Five steps ahead.
It was so refreshing.
Yes.
Blondes, no blondes.
Right? Yeah. Blondes, no blondes.
A big blonde debate last night. Oh,
we did.
Oh, but really?
That's for another.
Okay. Fine. Oh, and also welcome onto the show, Brielle Sage.
Oh, right.
She finally made it. She made her entrance just as the song was ending, actually.
Hey. Yeah.
So it was kind of perfect timing, one could say. But anyway, sorry, Brie, the attention's not on you right now. We're going to move on to Margot. Mm-hmm. Margot, thank you. What do you have for us?
Today I have a nice little song called I by Keich Amine, which is Keich Nada and Amine's little collab.
Yeah.
Don't know much about it personally. It just looks like it was really fun and really vibes and really Vegas pool party, yeah. I would say.
I mean, it's literally like they're on pool floaties.
In the cover. Yeah.
So it's just kind of perfect.
You kind of have to play it.
We kind of just have to play it. And also, there's a little like surprise in there with Snoop Dogg as well, what? I see.
That's true.
As a feature. I don't think I've ever heard this song. Is he really?
No.
I was like, I really don't think that's true.
I have no idea.
Can I just say, have any of us been to Las Vegas?
No, but
I'm
going
to be honest.
Have?
Oh, yeah, Brie has.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I saw Taylor Swift there.
Right.
And then I
oh my god.
And then I what did I do? I went on the roller coaster that goes off of the building.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you die?
I did. And then
like,
I came
right off.
Actually, like going on that roller coaster, I'm terrified of roller coasters now, and my brother goes, I don't think I'm buckled up. And
what?
I'm like, don't talk to me. Actually. Shut up.
Don't talk to me. Anyway, that's crazy, though.
That is insane.
Wow. I mean, well, now we'll pick the vibes back up after that story with I by Keich Amine.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not part of it. No, you can't. Don't nobody gotta tell you once again. No, you can't. Don't nobody gotta tell your ass again. See, as a shawty, I was walking with my chin down. Nowadays, chin up and I walk proud. I was fed up, so I had to put my foot down. Decided I was going boss up now. Blowing through my dark clouds. You blow me, then we blow through a whole ounce. I put the records on and it's real loud. I'm fucking in the endless in the background. Hold it, I had to lock in and get focused. I can't let time go and pass me by. That's such a waste of time. That's real bogus. You gotta do what you gotta do. And sometimes you gotta think about you. And you know that this shit true. You know we all got a little bit to lose. I know you can. Don't nobody gotta tell you once again. I know you can. Don't nobody gotta tell your ass again. I never been unreasonable, unbelievable. D.O. Dub with the meanest flow. Bifocals, locals then seen it though. With a whole new routine to go. I can't seem to figure out, dig her out. Back talk, cat walk, a nigga out. Dog house, We in it to win it, let's work this shit out. You got the key, my love is a house. We fight and we fuss, but we can't live without. I done lied and I done tried, and time won't pass me by, so I figured I'ma be the bigger man on this. Keich Nada, I ain't really plan on this. I stand on this, 10 toes in the dirt, half a century, feel the pimping.
I know you can.
I know you can.
Don't nobody gotta tell you once again.
Never gotta tell you twice.
I know you can.
I know it, I know it.
Don't nobody gotta tell your ass again.
Now listen here.
Oh my God. Keich Amine. I honestly, me and Jerome wanted to go to that tour because they came through Portland, obviously, because Amine's from Portland, oddly enough. But those tickets were too expensive.
It was like you and me collabing like through our cities.
Oh my God. No, seriously.
Yeah.
What? Wow. That was beautiful. But honestly, I should start listening to that album more because it's just, there's something about it that it is very pool party.
It
extremely.
Is.
Extremely. Anyway, Brie, what's going on over there?
Stop it. Me and Jenna are fighting.
Okay. We're getting in a fist fight, but you can't see it. I have a bloody nose.
Whoa.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I mean, yeah, what happens in Vegas stays on a playlist, apparently.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, she did it.
Did you just make that up?
I did, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, when I'm on the radio, my brain starts to work 10 times better. Mm. Brie, what do you have for us?
Okay, my song is Spirit in the Sky by Lily. Who's it by? I don't have it up.
Doctor and the Medics
yeah,
version?
Love that name. I love it so much. I remember it so well. So this song I picked because this summer Lily lent me Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I didn't finish it, but I will at some point.
Didn't like it.
No, I did like it. It was just like not really my style of book, but I do think it's really cool. And anyway, Lily told me the story about when the author of the book died. What's his name?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay, guys, sorry. I just ran in here. I didn't do my research. Hunter S. Thompson died. He was shot out of...
This is awful.
His ashes were
out
shot...
Out of the roller coaster?
Yes, out of the roller coaster, out of a cannon
yep.
to this song. Not this version, but I like this version better.
Oh my God.
Everybody yeah. didn't have a seatbelt on.
Isn't that like the yeah. best story you've ever heard? And the person who organized the whole thing too was Johnny Depp.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
The person who organized the whole thing was me.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and see, Brie can't remember because when you're at a Hunter S. Thompson funeral... That's He's definitely good. The things that are going on there are going to stay at that funeral.
It is yes. not a Vegas pool party.
Close to it, though. Yeah. Close
like,
to
this
it.
This is funeral. This is not the theme.
yeah. No, you gotta like, you know, like mellow it out. You got like death and destruction and
fear and loathing.
Fear and loathing.
The morbid parts of Vegas pool parties?
Perhaps.
Yeah, what goes on the underground of the Vegas pool yeah. party? What's going on underneath the pool?
Oh,
is
God.
Obviously Spirit in the Sky by Doctor and the Medics.
Going on up to the spirit in the sky. Going on up.
Wow. I've never heard that version.
So while that was playing, I just want everyone on air, or I mean we're on air, everyone listening, to know that in the station we just shot Jenna out of a cannon because she was really pissing me off.
Exactly.
So she's gone.
I'm dead.
Oh. Yeah. I'm yeah, that's happy. That's her spirit in the sky talking.
That's my spirit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It yeah.
It was Aubrey's fault.
Well, there's some tension going on across the table.
I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Margo, like, I'm sorry you had to. This is your first time being here.
Sorry, guys. We'll hash this out in the pool.
Yeah.
We'll play mermaids and it'll be fine.
Exactly. Well, now that we've come back from the funeral and we're at the pool, lounging by the pool again, now probably doing like tabs of acid, like with Hunter S. Thompson and like yeah. stuff like that.
Duh.
I'm playing mermaids.
Sorry, mom, dad,
guys,
and also.
But...
Grandpa, if you're listening, sorry you had to hear that. But I thought we should keep the good vibes rolling with a song that came out probably maybe a little bit after. I actually don't know when this song came out, but around the same area, around the same time. This is the B-52s. Do you guys know them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. B-52s are always played at Anywhere Fun. Like, we can just all hash that out now.
Fact.
I feel.
True dat.
True.
But yeah, no, I mean, this is such a classic song, like everybody knows this song, and I'm not even gonna introduce it because I just think that it doesn't even need an intro because its greatness is so beautiful, and I just want everyone to grab that margarita and just jump in the pool listening to this song.
Cheers.
Yeah. back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That was awesome. That was Love Shack by the B-52s. Love that song. Felt very Las Vegas. Felt very like party. People jumping in the pool. Cannonballs. Like that's at least how I feel.
Surfs up.
Yeah. Surfs up. In Vegas. Okay, wait. Real question though. Like, what would everybody's like ideal Las Vegas pool party be though?
I don't know if I like water, so a cocktail party.
you're inside. Because yeah, a pool party, I imagine, is like a house party with a pool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, funny thing is, I actually like Googled pictures of Las Vegas pool party prior to this show just because I wanted to really immerse myself and make sure I knew what to expect.
Yeah.
And mainly, you just get pictures of like gigantic pools outdoors.
Interesting.
Sometimes there's a huge screen. Oh. I thought there was a TV, but I think it's just like a screen.
Actually, that would totally make sense.
But like you said, pool party can be whatever you want, you know? It could be a metaphorical pool party.
Yes.
It could be a party with no pool, but it's still a pool party.
It could be a bathtub for all we care.
Hey.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
As long as it's in Las Vegas, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that kind of defeats the... Should that be the theme of your Halloween party?
Oh.
We can turn the deck into a pool.
We can fill that pit, that huge cement pit.
Oh my God,
I have a huge cement pit in my house. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can put some water in there, some floaties.
I think that's perfect.
Play some B-52. Like. Yeah.
Just on repeat, just the same song too. It's just like just nothing changed. Yeah. I think that's a perfect idea. I mean, Jenna, do you want to continue? What song would you be playing now?
Oh, well, I know I did say cocktail party, but this song is completely not a cocktail party song. Again, I don't know much about Vegas, so I just thought I'd put in a rap song that is Canadian. And
you gotta get that CanCon in there.
This rap song is Baby No Money, which, lo and behold, to the listeners, I was supposed to be in his music video in like 2020. My parents made me go to a stupid like camping trip thing. So I had to miss it because I know the director. I was supposed to take photos with him. I was supposed to propose to him, love him, but LOL.
Move to Vegas, obviously. Get married.
Get married, like
get
all
divorced.
That stuff.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. But I love him. He's the coolest person to come to Victoria because he makes all his music videos in Victoria. And this song specifically, he did it with Jimbo, where he dressed up in drag. That's the coolest thing to ever happen to Victoria ever. So I just felt like I see Vegas as cool, and this song is like the coolest thing that all my friends would talk about. So I just thought I'd share coolness with you guys.
So excited.
Let's get into it. Yeah. This is I'm Up by Baby No Money.
Love him.
Hashtag dollar sign in the name too.
Baby No Money, if you're listening, I still want to be in your music video.
I'm getting rich. I'm a Baby boy, I need a cute shit. Laced it. Don't tempt me with the boomstick. I'm a nut quick, then a dick quick. Pin my gold teeth with a diamond cause a toothpick. I'm a rich one. Finesse it with the coupon. Move it to the food time. Why she trying to taste it? Do shit. Andrew made to be here. Baby on his money shit. I'm not a button politics. Go get her. Man, I love cheddar. Also love feather, but the bread a little better. I'm a flex off. Balenciaga TikTok. Watch a drip drop with my fucking wrist watch. I'm a big cheese. You crumble legs and feather. Two bitches. Might just call a double header. I'm a think fast. Never coming last. Going by the bar with you. Check the contrast. Take our blast off. Blowing like a Molotov. Baby bar sound on me hard, but the hell is off. Take the cell. So I learn from there. Then I turn it around and I make a rap. I'ma cash that. Course I went to math class. Adding all these zeros. Yeah, I only said the first class. I'ma dip out. Training for the clout. Always gotta pull out. Yeah, baby never sell out. I'ma pipe down like I'm little toe. Do a 10K show. Yeah, I'm Mountain Guan Joe. I'ma move slow. Always for the dodo. Eyes low, but I ain't trying to use my elbows. I'ma strike out. Yeah, I'm going all out. Baby only spend a couple bucks when I cash out. Bad boy, and I'm quite slit. See me doing numbers now, getting rich. I'm a baby boy, I need a cute shit. Laced it, don't tempt me with the boomstick. I'm a nut quick, then a dick quick. Pin my gold teeth with a diamond cause a toothpick. I'm a rich one, finesse it with the coupon. Move it to the food time, why she trying to taste it? Do shit, Andrew made to be here. Baby on his money shit, I'm not a button politics. Go get her, man, I love cheddar. Also love feather, but the bread a little better. I'm a flex off, Balenciaga TikTok. Watch a drip drop with my fucking wrist walk. I'm a big cheese, you crumble legs and feather. Two bitches, I just call a double header. I'ma do it live, five alive, pull the money, let me die. Pepper fit 30, yeah, even if she 45. I'ma fly out, LAX, do a couple shows for a couple chicks. Man, I really think I'm fucking next. I'ma splash, splash, yeah, just like great. I'ma tie my shoes, then pipe your late. I'ma tour the world, I'ma headline shit. I'ma rule the world, trust me, bitch. I'ma cock shit, done shit, pull it with a nerve, then I cocked it. So you know I'm really gonna pop shit. I'm a big boy from the north, top 10, by myself, west side. Baby finally getting to his ends, ayy. Go so hard, yeah, like every time. It's directly correlated to the dimes. I'ma keep my name till I'm dummy rich. Yeah, baby, no money, I'll never switch.
Baby, no money. Jesus. Jeez, guys. Almost got myself there, too. Yeah, wow. That honestly, that made me, I felt like I was lounging by the pool, you know, having like a little like, mm-hmm. What's like your go-to drink if you're like lounging at a pool?
Pina colada.
A daiquiri.
A daiquiri, pina colada, Brie?
A pina colada, too.
Mm-hmm. Really? Interesting. I feel like I would just do like pure absinthe or something like that. I'm kidding. Obviously a margarita, like all the way. I love it.
Like a specific kind of marg, like a spicy marg, like a
Ooh.
I actually don't really know what other kinds of margs there are.
I feel like honestly just like a classic lime margarita, like,
yeah,
or just like lime and tequila. That's a great mix. I mean, that's basically a margarita with no sugar. Anyway, doesn't matter, we won't get into that topic too much. But Margo, do you want to send us off?
100%. So my second song is by Charlie XCX, but it's not one of her, love. You know, she's Party Girl 365, as we all know and yep. love. But I am a big fan of her older stuff because I'm better than everybody else.
Because you like the hot takes.
I like the hot takes. I like the controversy. And yeah, so the song's called Super Love. And I just think that it encapsulates, encapsulates, you know, party, swimming, love, friendship, drama.
Whoa. Ooh.
Las Vegas pool party.
That is so Vegas.
Yeah. I mean.
The drama in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drama. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, for real.
Hey, what happens on Facebook?
Stays on Facebook. Exactly. I mean, yeah, let's get into it. This is Super Love by Charlie XCX.
We'll be right back.
You can never go wrong with Charlie XCX in my mind.
That was great, Margo.
And it's like, that was honestly such a throwback too. I was like, I always say, no wonder like people our age now love Brat and like Troye Sivan and all these like club kind of like EDM rave songs. It's because we literally grew up with that on the radio. Like, it's too good. It's too good. But yeah,
we didn't. We had to listen to Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes every day on the radio because
that's
we
true.
Needed our Canadian artists. But you guys did.
True. Oh yeah, Shawn Mendes is Canadian. Where's he from? Ontario.
They're all from
Toronto. Toronto.
Classic.
Yeah. He has actually the CN Tower tattooed on him. Like, I'm being legit.
Are you serious?
Shawn Mendes.
True that. He has the CN Tower tattooed. I'm pretty sure.
I should play Stitches now.
Oh, yeah, you should have, like, oh.
No, we should play Stitches.
We should play Stitches.
Oh, yeah.
We should all get Stitches.
We should all get Stitches. I thought you were saying that he has, like, Stitches tattooed.
No.
I was like, oh, that's, like, kind of on the nose, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, moving right along. Brie, you got something for us?
So this is a really big vibe switch for a Vegas pool party, but I just think that this is because when I think party, one of my guilty pleasures is to pregame to really sad music.
Love.
That's actually Yelena so true.
Can we say true dat on that one.
We can attest to that.
Attest, you do that.
I do that even worse than you do.
Yeah, but we're the only ones in the house.
Yeah.
And
it's funny. It's like the top floor is like crazy, like loud,
yeah.
So like just obnoxious music. And then you go to the bottom floor if we're all getting ready and it's like
to jazz and claro. It's awful.
It's like some
lovely,
like smooth
though.
Jazz and then also yeah. It's like a bit of like sad
I'm playing
indie
like
music.
Phoebe Bridgers.
Exactly.
But I'm like, this is great.
And you're like, guys, I'm so excited
hyped.
To go out.
Yeah, like, I'm so hyped right now.
And I'm like, I can't even be in your room right now because it's just like taking me back.
So anyway, on that note, this is Vegas by Big Thief, and two things going on here, right on the nose with the Vegas, listen to this song when I was in Vegas.
Oh, okay, this makes more sense now.
So.
It's a beautiful song.
It's fantastic.
And it is a beautiful song.
I'm going to be honest, I've never heard it, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Shall we?
We shall.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Everyone grab your tissues, because this one's about to be crying at the Las Vegas pool party.
Grab another margarita.
We actually, everyone get ready to pregame.
Yeah. Ready to party. I'm feeling lit.
Me too.
Adrian Linker, like, well, that's the lead singer of Big Thief, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's awesome. Like, I just, oh, I've been recently watching the live performance of them singing, what's that song called? Velvet Ring. Oh. No, Velvet Ring. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. It's so, yes. I learned it on the guitar and I cannot stop playing it because it's so easy. It's just like literally, like, you barely have to like do any chords. If anyone can see my hands, it looks really weird right now. But yeah, I mean,
she's air guitaring right now.
I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm actually playing the bass right now. Okay, I feel like if you guys had like an assigned instrument in a band, Brie, you would definitely play bass.
That Jenna means a lot.
Hot take, you would play keyboards.
No, it would be trumpet.
Ooh, yeah. But you would play like the synthesizer or a keyboard. Yeah. Margo, I totally could see you doing drums or guitar.
Okay.
Definitely. 100%. I was just thinking about that for some reason the other day.
I'd play bass because of Biba Doobie's song. She plays bass.
Mm. Yes.
And that's how you feel about me?
Of course. Of course it is. But also, no, I just totally think that you would just play bass. I can just see you, like, I can just see it. I was thinking about that last night, oddly enough. But now, guys, we're at our last 10 minutes. Mm. This is when the party, you know, the last kind of, like, hour that you're at a party, it has to, like, you gotta just, like, elevate it to the moon, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like this song really will definitely get people like hyped, but then also when it's done they're like, okay, like that was good, I just fulfilled like my Las Vegas wish. And I feel like we could even shout this one out to Alex because she's in Mexico right now. She's probably actually lounging by a pool.
She probably has at least 2 margaritas on her at all times.
Yes. And I find it just like so like endearing that she even suggested this topic to us. Let's hope that she gives us more in the future, honestly, because
hey,
that woman's got a brain like no other. Mm-hmm. But this song is Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. But twist, it's the A-Track remix by A-Track. And every time I hear this, I'm just like, yeah. I listen to this when I'm getting ready to go out because it just does something, and it really,
it satisfies some like very deep primal
Yes. Yes.
It's a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just like want to say bid you adieu. I hope that anyone that's in Vancouver, it's super rainy. So I hope that this helps you stay motivated and stay super awesome because we love you guys. And we'll see you not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween. Party on.
Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Oh,